How does it happen? How? How is it possible that it keeps happening? Hello, gals, and welcome to Sober Living Snippets, where we do our best to live alcohol-free. You're going to hear a story about doing our best today, so we can heal our relationships, feel youthful again, and ditch regret, shame, and all those other negative, useless emotions that just keep haunting us. Gals, today I'm going to share with you a message that was posted in our group chat, our client group chat. Could not resist because, well, it's just, we have so much in common. Here it is. Ready? Okay, here we go. Well, yesterday I had a bit of a plot twist. I was 15 days into glorious sobriety, feeling like a sparkling kombucha ad. Then came this work event where I had to run an important workshop. You know, one of those don't mess this up moments. I was nervous, pulled it off, and felt so relieved and proud that my brain decided I deserved a celebratory glass of red wine, which naturally turned into two generously poured glasses and a cheeky gin and tonic. Not exactly a rager, but let's just say today I feel like I got run over by my own ambition. Wow, this woman's a good writer, but the story, right? Oh my goodness, we've all been there, right? That is what happens. That's the tricky part. If things like that didn't happen to us over and over and over, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here, you wouldn't be here, we would just be done. So 15 days in, this is what happens to her. Some of us, it's a month and a half later. Some of us, it's 6 months later. This can happen a year later. This is not something we want to take lightly. I am not laughing. I am not laughing at her. But sometimes you just got to shake your head at the absurdity of this alcohol thing. It really gets tricky, doesn't it? So let's just pick apart what this woman said here. All right, we got to pay attention here. Now, check this out. She's 15 days in and feeling great. She's feeling fantastic. Okay? And then something comes up. What is it? It's not something super stressful, but a little bit. A workshop she has to run at work. An important workshop, she says. You know, she calls it one of those don't mess this up moments. All right. So she's feeling great. Steps in, a little bit of nerves, wants to do really well. And what does she do? She goes in and she pulls it off. She does a great job. And then the voice strikes. You know what? You deserve a glass of wine, which of course becomes two more, and then a gin and tonic, and then the next morning. This is a very old story, gals, and we have to be on guard. But you know what? This story could have easily happened the opposite way around. In fact, it could have happened several ways. She's 15 days in and feeling like shit. That could have happened. And wondering, when am I ever going to start feeling better again? And she goes and does the workshop and it doesn't go off very well and she's feeling disappointment, so she drinks. Or she's feeling like crap, but she does the workshop and it goes really well, so she drinks. Or she's feeling great and she does the workshop and it doesn't go well and so she drinks. And the end of this story, which could happen 15 different ways, is always, and so she drinks. So that's the tricky part. We think, well, okay, I'll watch out for that or I'll watch out for that. But the truth of the matter is, it's very unpredictable. The only thing we can really watch out for is when that voice says you deserve a drink, or another way it comes out is you need a drink. So if it went well, it'll be you deserve a drink, you did a good job. Or if it didn't go well, it'll be you need a drink, that was really painful and you screwed it up. Whatever it is, that's the thing that never changes, is the voice that comes in and says to us, you need a drink, or you deserve a drink, or let's have a drink, or it's time to drink, 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 drink. Whatever the story leading up to it doesn't matter. What we have to watch for is that moment. And we have to recognize it, gals, for what it is. A big, fat lie. It's a lie. It's always a lie. It's never, ever not a lie. And if we could just believe that, we'd be a little bit safer. See, the problem is we don't believe it. We feel great, or we feel whatever we're feeling in the moment. We suddenly believe the voice. Yeah, I got 15 days. What's a glass of red wine? I deserve it. You know, what's the big deal here? I can just have one. Or, you know, I got 2 months, or whatever the story is. We have to recognize that there is never, ever a reason for us to take a drink. We just can't do it. Of course, now at this moment, I'm talking to those of you who've come to the point where you realize you cannot do it. I know there are some of you out there who are still hoping to moderate. That's a different snippet. It's a different snippet. But if you're at the point where you recognize, oh my goodness, I just can't drink, so I'm going to have to quit, this voice will come. And you have to be able to, in the moment, immediately, no arguing with it, no debating, no thinking about it. It's just a hard, fast no. Nope, sorry, not going there. Because otherwise, we'll lose the argument. If we start debating with the voice that's trying to talk us into a drink, we're goners. We lose that argument every time because it's rational and it makes sense. And not only that, but inside we want to drink anyway. We really do. So it really doesn't take that much to talk us into it. We just, yeah. Sounds good to me. I'm in. Give me the glass. So if we can't defend ourselves against this voice, which we obviously can't, then what's the real answer? Well, it's simple, isn't it? We've talked about it 1,000 times in our 400 episodes. Do the math there. The answer is not to engage in that conversation in your head and get somebody else involved. The minute you reach out to your accountability group, the person or people who are helping you, whether you're being coached one-on-one or you're in a group, you have to have an external person who can look, walk up to you and figuratively smack you in the face, figuratively, and say, what are you talking about? No, you can't have a drink. Stop having a conversation with the voice in your head and shake you out of it and wake you up. That's my job. That's your group's job. That's your connection's job. That's why we get ourselves ready. That's why we plan ahead and make sure that we've got the support we need before this happens. So that there's never any, oh no, what do I do now? Because you'll lose, dear. You'll lose. And that means we can't do this alone. This is why we can't do it alone. This is the reason right here. So if you haven't gotten help yet, all I can say is, what are you waiting for? Your life is passing you by. Your career is in jeopardy. Your business is going to crumble. Your relationships are on the rocks. If all of this isn't true, that's fine. Your life doesn't have to be falling apart for you to need to quit drinking. Are you living your life? Do you feel amazing? Are you full of energy? Notice that this woman said she was 15 days in and feeling amazing. She wasn't on the first day, I'll tell you that much. We always feel great when we quit drinking. That's the amazing part. And that's why we want to quit, so we can feel amazing. So if you're still telling yourself the old lie that I can do this alone, I'm here to remind you one more time, because I have patience for this, that it won't work. And the reason I have endless patience for this is because I did it myself for 3 decades. So I know that we'll just keep telling ourselves that lie until one day something happens. I just hope that whatever it is that happens is not irreversible. People do die. People do lose spouses. People do lose careers. Horrible things can happen. This is not something to mess with, gals. You cannot do this alone. And if you finally believe me, I want you to go today to the show notes, and I want you to tap the link that says book your call with Becca, which will take you directly to my personal calendar. We're going to get together and have a chat. You're going to tell me your story, and I'm going to let you know whether or not I can help you. It's possible that I am not the right path for you. I doubt it, but it's possible. And then we will get you started on your real journey to sobriety, so that you're no longer standing there trying to have this argument with the voice in your head. That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Thanks for coming today, gals. Come on back tomorrow for another snippet. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back tomorrow so we can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.